Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitzah Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph, and we're going to analyze Mishnah Dalad of the second parak. Bet Shammai Omrim Ve'in Shlamim Ve'in Somchim Aleihem. On Yom Tov, you bring Shlamim, but do not do smicha on them. Avalo Olot, you do not bring Olot at all. Bet Hillel Omrim Ve'in Shlamim Ve'olot V'somchim Aleihem. You may bring both types and do smicha on both of them. There's a lot of angles to this, and we will pursue them now. Amar Ula, Machloket b'Shalmei Chagiga lismoch, Ve'olat Re'iya likarev. The only machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is about the shlamim that have to be brought on Yom Tov Shalmei Chagiga, and the olah that has to be brought on Yom Tov Olat Re'iya. Remember, there are three mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael Barega, as we've studied in Masechet Chagiga, and that is Olat Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So it is only regarding Shomei Chagiga, about doing smicha on them, and Olat Re'iya about bringing them at all on Yom Tov. David Shomei Savri, the Torah says, V'chagotem oto chag la'adonai. You shall celebrate a chag to God, meaning Chagiga in Olat Re'iya lo. The only thing that's brought on that day that's not the public korban is the Chagiga. V'tilal Savri, Lashem. When it says Lashem, call to Lashem. Anything that's brought to God, meaning it's obligatory as far as the holiday. Aval. Nedarim unedavot divrei hakol in krevin bo yom tov. Everyone will agree. Beit Hillel uVeit Shammai are in consensus that voluntary offerings, nedarim unedavot, are not brought in yom tov. That is Ula's take. V'chein amavara barava nedarim unedavot in krevin bo yom tov. Meitavim of challenge. Amar b'shimon bar Elazar lo nechol k'beit Shammai Hillel alola sheina shel yom tov sheina kriva b'yom tov. They agree that an olah that's not related to Yom Tov is not brought on Yom Tov. V'ashlamim shein shel Yom Tov, shlamim of Yom Tov, shekrevim b'Yom Tov. Ama nechleku, where's the disagreement? Al olah shehi shel Yom Tov, an olat Re'iya, v'ashlamim sheinan shel Yom Tov. About shlamim that don't belong to Yom Tov. Shebet Shammai omrim lo yavi, v'et Hillel omrim yavi. So Beit Hillel says you may bring shlamim that are not even related to the Yom Tov, like nedarim and davot, which is against olah, and also it's not about smicha. So Tari Tzvei Mahachi, we could correct Moshe Ben Elazar's statement as follows. Moshe Ben Elazar, Lo Nachlu Beit Shammai Tila Olam Shlamim Sheinan Shal Yom Tov Shein Krivim B'Yom Tov V'Yashlamim Shein Shal Yom Tov Shekrivim B'Yom Tov Aman Nechleku, where's the Machloket? Al Olah Shei Shal Yom Tov, about Olat Yom Tov Beit Shammai Omrim Lo Yavi Beit Hillel Omrim Yavi. But that still leaves us wondering about the issue of smicha. So Rav Yosef Amar Tanai Shaklat Mi'alma, you're taking out Machloket Tanaim, meaning there are others who hold like Ula about the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Tanaihi. The Tanya, as we find, Shlamim Habayim Machmat Yom Tov B'Yom Tov, Shlamim that belong to Yom Tov and are brought in Yom Tov, Beit Shammai Omrim Somech Aleihem Mi'erev Yom Tov. You do the smicha the day beforehand. We'll see more about that later. V'Shochtan B'Yom Tov, and do the Shchitan Yom Tov, exactly as Ula's take. You do the smicha on Yom Tov and do the shechita on Yom Tov. But voluntary offerings all agree are not brought. So we have a brighter here that supports Ula's take. It means there are two different approaches, at least, to understanding the machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel and the range of their disagreement. V'hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. That machloket replicates this. Titania, ein mevin todah b'chag hamatzot nechamet shabbat. You're not allowed to bring a korban todah, which comes with 40 loaves, 10 of which are chametz. You may not bring it on Pesach because of the chametz. V'lo ba'tzer neshu yom tov. You can't bring it on Shavuot because Shavuot does not have a chol hamoed. It only has yom tov. V'vi adam todato b'chag ha'sukot. You may bring a korban todah on chag ha'sukot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer, V'chag HaMatzot, V'chag HaShavuot, V'chag HaSukkot, all three regalim are lined up together, and Chag HaMatzot is first, and he learns from there, Kol Shabbat, V'chag HaMatzot, V'chag HaShavuot, V'chag HaSukkot, any korban which may be brought on Pesach, may be brought on the other two. V'chol Shavuot, V'chag HaMatzot, Eino, V'chag HaShavuot, V'chag HaSukkot, if it may not be brought on Pesach, it may not be brought on Shavuot or Sukkot, so the Todah, according to this, may not be brought on Sukkot. You may bring the Todah on Chag HaSukkot, which sounds like he's repeating the first opinion. But you can also fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov, the third mitzvah of the regal, with your Todah. You cannot fulfill the second mitzvah. We have Olat Re'iya. You cannot fulfill Chagigah with that, but you may fulfill Simcha. That's the brightah. Let's take a look at it. Amar Mar, Ein Mevin Todah B'Chag HaMatzot Nechamet Shabbat, so Pshita, it should be obvious you can't bring the Todah on Pesach itself. So Amar Rav Adah B'Rei Rav Yitzchak, V'Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, HaChavah Arba'ah Skinan. question here is about bringing the Korban Todah on the 14th in the morning. And Kasavra Invin Kochin the Beit HaPsul. Here's the issue. You may bring the Korban in the morning, and you may eat chametz until midday, or until an hour before midday. However, because the breads will now be curtailed at an earlier point than they should be, which would be the end of the night, or midrabanan at midnight, therefore you risk bringing kodshim levet apsul, meaning you have kodshim that would otherwise be eaten up, that now will become have to be destroyed. And since we're not allowed to set that up, we don't bring a Korban Todah on the 14th. Hence our custom of not saying Mizmor LaTodah on the 14th as well as the rest of Pesach. V'lo ba'atzer m'neishu Yom Tov. You can't bring them on Shavuot. K'savon do'yim devot en k'rivim b'Yom Tov. Because his position is you cannot bring voluntary offerings on Yom Tov, and a Todah is a neder. Aval mevi adam todato b'chag ha-Sukkot. The first Tana's opinion is you may bring it on Sukkot. Eimat, when? It can't be on Yom Tov itself. You said you can't bring it on Shavuot because it's Yom Tov. You can't bring it on Sukkot because it's Yom Tov. It must be on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harei Omer b'chag ha-Matzot, b'chag ha-Shavuot, b'chag ha-Sukkot. Kol sheba b'chag ha-Matzot, b'chag ha-Shavuot, b'chag ha-Sukkot. B'chol shelo b'chag ha-Matzot, b'chag ha-Shavuot, b'chag ha-Sukkot. We saw Rabbi Shimon's analogy of the three, and therefore said you may not bring it on Sukkot because it can't be brought on Pesach. Wait a second. On Chol HaMoed, we go and collect wood. We can't bring Korban Nedava on Chol HaMoed of Sukkot. The only reason we can't bring it on Pesach is because of the Chametz problem. Abaye says you have to read this entire Braita differently. It's not about whether you may offer the Korban. That we all agree is permitted. This entire Braita is about the issue of Baal Te'acher. When you've made a commitment, you have a certain amount of time to bring it, after which you violate Lo Te'acher L'Shalmo. And there's a five-way machloket about that, as we saw in the first parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, about at which regal you violate it. One regal, two regalim, three regalim, four opinions, three regalim in order, meaning that if you were to take the neder, let's say between Shavuot and Sukkot, you'd have all the way until the next Sukkot. So there you go. Tanakama Savar Shalosh Regalim Amar Achmana Afilu Shalok Kesidran. Therefore, Tanakama says that you may bring it on Sukkot. Let's say you made the neder in the summer of the Todah. Yeah, you can bring it on Sukkot because you won't be able to bring it on Pesach because of Chametz, and you can't bring it on Shavuot because of Yom Tov. So therefore, bring it on Sukkot. Rabbi Shimon Savar Kasidran in Shelo Kasidran Ro. Rabbi Shimon, as we saw Rabbi Shimon in Rosh Hashanah holds that the Shalosh Regalim are Kasidran, which means you only violate Lo Ta'acher when you've gone through a Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot in that order without having brought your offering. So if you made the Neder in the summer, you have a whole other year to bring the Todah plus all the way till through Sukkot. And therefore he says, if you can't bring on a Pesach, you can't bring on Sukkot, there's no need to. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mevi Adam Torato B'chag HaSukkot, Eimat. So when did he say, Yilam Chol HaShomoyin Hanu Tanakama? It can't be that he holds that you bring it on Chol HaMoyin, because that's the same as Tanakama. As I mentioned, it sounds like he's repeating that opinion. El B'Yom Tov, must be that he says you can bring it on Yom Tov itself. He holds the opinion you could bring a neder and a nedava on Yom Tov. Plus, as a shlamim, you're going to be eating it, so the ochel nefesh would apply. Why did he pick Chag HaSukkot? The answer is, well, Rav Shimon, the time of Rav Shimon Omer, lo yamer Chag HaSukkot shebo ha-katub medaber in the Sugiyah Rosh Hashanah about Baal Te'acher. Rabbi Shimon says the Torah didn't need to say Chag HaSukkot because that was already the context at the end of Parshat Re'eh. Lama Namar Lamar Shezeh Acharon, to tell you that that's the last one, in other words, that you only violate Baal Te'acher when you've gone through Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, not having brought your obligation that you took upon yourself. And Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, who we want to get to, Omer Lamar Shezeh Goreim. No, Sukkot is the only one that matters, which means if you made the neder right before Sukkot, you violate Baal Te'acher right after Sukkot. You don't have to go through the whole cycle. So there really are five opinions about it. And he says Sukkot is the only one that counts. And therefore, he says you can bring it on Sukkot, even on Yom Tov. And he picked Sukkot specifically because that's the only one where there's a problem of Baal Te'acher. We said in the Braita that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with the Todah, but not Chagiga. So Pshita, that should be obvious, because Davar Shebechovahi. The Chagigah is a Chovah, is an obligation. You may only bring something which is an obligation from Chulin, not from something that's otherwise obligated, you are otherwise obligated to bring. Even if you explicated, meaning, if you said, I'm going to make a Todah and I'm going to bring it as my Chagigah, it still doesn't work. That's the point. He asked him, I'm accepting a Todah, I'm going to bring it as my Chagigah, or Hareini Nazir, or I'm going to become a Nazir, and I'm going to then use my Ma'od Maser Sheni to bring the Shlamim, Shalmei Nazir, Mahu, does it work? Amarle Nadur Ve'eno Yotze, you're obligated to bring the Todah, and it doesn't work for your Chagigah. Nazir, you are a Nazir Ve'eno Magalech, but you can't use your Ma'od Maser Sheni to bring the Shlamim. So it doesn't work effectively. Hahu gavra damar lehu, so there was a fellow who said, Havule arba me'o zuzi l'ploni, a fellow was on his deathbed, and he said, I owe 400 to this guy, Valinsi Barti, and I also want him to marry my daughter. I'm a papa, Abame Ashakil, the 400 he gets. Ubarte, Iboy Nasi, Iboy Lonasi, but he's not obligated to marry the daughter. In other words, this the comparison here is when you are linking a voluntary a gift with some sort of an obligation that you're connecting to somebody else. And in this case, again, like we had with the Nazir and with the with the Todah, it doesn't work. Tama de Mahavulay Valinsiv. But the reason it doesn't work is because you said, give him the money and let him marry my daughter. But if he said, let him marry my daughter and then give him the money, then only if he marries the daughter does he get the money, because that's how he linked the gift. Maremar presented this shmua about the Nazir and about the Todah as his own statement, not as a question and answer. Amar the Ravina, Maremar Ravina told Maremar, Atun Hachman Idunah, that's how you learn it. We have a version where Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and what you're presenting as your statement was Rabbi Yochanan's answer, as we had at the top of the page. Tana Tana Kamedu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So Tana taught the following from Yitzchak Bar Abba. In the context of the Korbanot of Yom HaShmini, it says, Vayakreva ta'ola vayalaseha kamishpat. Aharon brought the ola and did it like mishpat, like the law. What does the mishpat mean? Kamishpat olat nedava, like the law of a voluntary ola. This is an obligatory ola. What's the mishpat of a voluntary ola? As we read at the very beginning of Vayikra, he did smicha. So Aharon did smicha on this Korban ola. So Yitzchak Bar Abba turned to the Tana and said, who are you quoting, Beit Shammai? Because they didn't infer the obligation of smicha on shalmei chova, an obligatory shlamim, like the ones on Yom Tov, from the clear obligation to do smicha on shlamim that are in the davah, as we see in Vayikra Gimel. Because if it were Beit Hillel, you were quoting, they clearly hold you have to do smicha on shlamim, as we see in our Mishnah, on shlamei chova, and they must infer it from shlamei nedava. Olat chova nami lo tibayikra. They must also not have needed a pasuk to derive that olat chova needs smicha. They must have learned it from olat nedava, just as they got shlamei chova from shlamei nedava. And we turn to this and say, who says that Beit Hillel inferred the obligation of smicha on shlamim that are obligatory from the obligation of smicha on voluntary shlamim? Maybe they got it from olat chova too, and that needed the pasuk, and this drasha, kamishpat, is both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. So the question is, Ma'ishtam Mishalmei Nedava Delo Gamri, why would they not learn it from Shalmei Nedava? Shekin Mitzuyin, because it's a very common thing. Olat Chova Nami Lo Gamri, Shekin Kalil, you can't learn it from Olat Chova because it all goes up to Hashem. So, Atib Benaya, the answer is, Beit Hillel learned them from both. It's a Binyan HaMishnei Ketuvim between Olat Chova from Shalmei Nedava and Olat Chova, and between the two of them, he infers that Shalmei Chova also need. Does Beit Shammai really hold that shlamim of a chova, like chagiga, don't need smicha? In commenting on a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that Beit Shammai and Hillel agree you need smicha. I'll take off the smicha shchita. They disagreed about the proximity or approximation of smicha to the act of shchita. You don't need to take off the smicha shchita, and therefore you do smicha the day before and do shchita on Yom Tov. You need it, and therefore you do it on Yom Tov because you have to do it right before shchita. The answer is, this. This Tana said as follows: the Tanya Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, lo nechol kebet shomayd hilal, I'll take off this mecha shechita shtarich. He disagreed with Rabbi Yosef and said, Rabbi Beit Hillel ben Shammai, I agree. You need take off this mecha shechita. You always have to do smicha right before shechita if smicha is called for. Amar nechol kol smicha atzma. They disagreed about whether smicha is called for. Shebet Shammai omim yano tzarich, Beit Hillel omim tzarich. That was the disagreement. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. We end with two stories. Maaseh b'Hillel al-Zakein, a story with Hillel himself. Shevi olato la'azara l'smoch al Rabbi Yom Tov. He brought his own korban olah on Yom Tov into the azara to do smich on it. Chavu alav talmidei Shammai al-Zakein. So the students of Shammai came and harassed him. Amru lo ma tiva shel behema zu. What's this animal doing here? Amalem nekevahi. So he dissembled and he said it's a female, which means therefore it's a shlamim, because an olah must be a male. And they agree, of course, you can bring a shlamim. Then he played with its tail as if to indicate that it was a female, and they left him alone. That day, Beit Shammai's power was really greater over Beit Hillel. And they wanted to firmly establish and vote and make the halakha follow Beit Shammai that you don't do smicha on Shlamim, on Yom Tov, and you don't bring a lot at all. There was an elder who was a student of Shammai HaZaken himself, Uvava ben Butashmo. We've heard many stories about him, including a famous story with Herod. He knew that the halacha follows Beit Hillel. He brought all of the finest flock in Yerushalayim, the Midan Bazarai, brought him to the Azarav, and our Kolshim Mishu Otzel Yismoch, Yavov Yismoch. This is quite a heroic statement for a student of Shammai to come and say, I know the halachas ki Beit Hillel, so they're ki Hillel, and therefore anybody who wants to come and do smicha, I'm inviting them to do smicha, thus publicly declaring the halacha ki Beit Hillel. Otoayom gavayadan shal Beit Hillel, bekabu halacha kamotan. And then they established that halacha is like Beit Hillel, v'layad sham adam shir rabbi davar klum, and nobody challenged that. However, later, so later on, a student of Beit Hillel, this evidently is a generation later, brought his olah to do smich on it. And the student of Beit Shammai found him. Amar lo mazu smicha. He said, what are you doing smicha for? Amar lo mazu shtika. He said, why aren't you silent? In other words, you should know that halacha is not like that. But he gave him a very quick response. Shatko ben zifa. And the student of Beit Hillel evidently threw him in chayram. And he left for challenging the accepted halacha. Rabbi, so there's a lesson to learn from here. The milta. If a student says something to another fellow with a quick statement, don't say more back to the other guy. In other words, he's starting a fight with you. Answer back, but don't answer more than he said. What did the other fellow say back? He didn't start saying halacha kebeit hillel, and what are you doing? He just answered with the same amount of even syllables as the other fellow said, and that at least kept it relatively quiet and didn't turn into an all-out fight. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the middle of this discussion of the smicha on Yom Tov, etc. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.